And I'd like to offer a brief liturgical moment. We have in the service a section during this first portion of the liturgy, the liturgy of the word, which is generally called the Trisagion, and we just sang it, and the choir sang, "Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us." So you've heard the word Trisagion before. It's Greek, and it comes from really two words, the T-R-I at the beginning, which we know means three, like a tricycle, like a tripod, like a triangle, three angles, and Trisagion. So the second part is Agion, which comes from the word Agios, which means holy. So three holies. Trisagion means three holies, literally. And it's because of the hymn. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. If you counted, that was three. It also comes even earlier from Isaiah, where the angels are singing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are filled with your glory." But as Christians, we like three because of the Trinity as well. That's another T-R-I, Trinity. And so Trisagion means, represents usually that prayer, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal. We also use the word sometimes when we say the Trisagion prayers as the beginning prayers of a morning prayer or evening prayer or even a memorial service. It's called the Trisagion prayers sometimes because it begins with Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, generally. And so we have this. In the Divine Liturgy, we sing the Trisagion. There are occasions when it is replaced, and it is replaced by two other possibilities. Most of the time, probably 85, 90% of the time, we sing the Trisagion during the Divine Liturgy. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal. On feasts connected with the baptism, or the greatest feasts of Christmas, Pascha, Pentecost, as well as Theophany, which is the baptism, it is replaced by a verse from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. As many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Alleluia. And so, because these feast days generally were connected with baptisms in the church, Holy God, Holy Mighty is replaced by as many as have been baptized into Christ. Sometimes it's still called the Trisagion, but really isn't, because Trisagion is the Holy God, Holy Mighty, but it's in the spot where Holy God usually is. So sometimes it's called the Trisagion. Oftentimes it's even called the Anti-Trisagion. Anti is another, we use it a lot, but it comes from the Greek, which means instead of. So the Anti-Trisagion means instead of the Trisagion. Even the Antideron, the blessed bread that we receive, means instead of the gift, instead of the Eucharist, really. So that's one of the replacements. The other replacement is on Feasts of the Cross, when we sing, "We venerate your cross, O Lord, and we glorify your holy resurrection." So that occurs on the middle Sunday of the cross, on the feast of September 14. I think it's on August 1st, there's a feast of the procession of the cross. It comes up a couple times throughout the year as a replacement for Holy God, Holy Mighty. So just something to be aware of when we are singing something else besides Holy God, Holy Mighty.